Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds taking on the Boston Bruins tonight. We'll be joined by Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote coming up here in just a few minutes. Preds fans, hang out tonight before the Preds game at the Superbook Lounge in Landshark Bar and Grill, Margaritaville on Broadway. With 102.5, 106.3, The Game, you can place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials. Plus, enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Make sure you check that out tonight as the Predators take on the Boston Bruins at Bridgestone Arena tonight. So you have the loss against Arizona on Monday and Boston coming in tonight. And, Joe, I saw a little bit of the Boston-Dallas game the other night. And Boston gets it done in overtime on the road at Dallas. That team is really good. I mean, it's kind of absurd. And they've slowed down a little bit recently, but it's kind of absurd what they've done. They're 48-5 so far this season, and they are running away with things in the Eastern Conference. So a big challenge tonight for the Nashville Predators. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Dan, let's just start there. You got a Boston team coming in tonight that has been unbelievable so far this year, 48-5 on the season. What do you make of the challenge tonight? What stands out to you when you watch tape of what Boston's done so far this year?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here watching their power play. And it's kind of the stuff of nightmares if you're trying to kill it. But they're, you know what makes them special? I mean, I'm sure it gets overdone in the media, and I don't read a ton about it. But their discipline and leadership and just watching their best players control the game in and out every night is impressive. Because they do it so consistently. I really loved – I got – the pleasure of coaching Foligno in Columbus and kind of watching him grow as a leader. And then that little video clip of him in the outdoor game, kind of rallying the troops, telling the coaches, hey, you guys stay out. We're going to take the locker room. And then, you know, he gave that speech and then, you know, they came out and played their style. And, you know, from a coaching perspective, you wish every single locker room looked like that. That's the blueprint of leadership. So for me, that's what's really impressive about Boston after all these years is year in and year out, their leadership has a large part of their success and has done so for many years. So that, you know, when you're watching it, you just, you know, you can watch the penalty kill, you can watch the power play, you watch their 5-on-5 game. It's all riddled with their leaders, you know, leading the way. And so it's really impressive.
So Dan, taking it to your own locker room, of course, you know, we all talked about, wrote about, asked about, you know, a few weeks ago, the meeting with, you know, some obviously some very honest conversation among players. And there was a good burst of really good hockey after that. Then you guys have the break and it hasn't gone as well since then. Where do you feel like this locker room is in terms of confidence, but also just, you know, that accountability and that the feeling that you guys can make a push here?
I think our confidence level is really high. I think we have, you know, four good lines that can pretty much play against anybody. And, you know, when you're deep like that, you know, that kind of gives your locker room a lot of hope. You know, I've been on some teams and coached some teams where you got one line, you know, or two lines, and that can get pretty stressful for a locker room when all the pressure falls on, you know, 5 or 10 guys. But on this team, you know, we're pretty well spread out with our defensive play and our offensive ability. So I think we're a confident group. I think, you know, trying to get back to that momentum is really the key. And we ran into some good defensive play in Philly and Arizona. And, you know, so we haven't had a ton of offensive success, but we've worked our butts off, you know, and that's kind of the blueprint. You get the work, the rest will come. And that's what we've done, you know, since the Vegas game is we've come out, we've battled, we've worked. We didn't get the outcome we wanted against Arizona, but we got the work we wanted. And that's the blueprint, you know. So for the remaining 30-plus games, if you have that, then, you know, then you can sleep at night as a player or as a coach, because that's the foundation. And they've had that foundation all year, pretty much every practice. It just hasn't always correlated to the games, but the work ethic on this team is fantastic, which is a testament to our leadership group, because they drive it. And so, you know, I think, like I said, the foundation's there. We just have to, you know, put it together and then try and make a, we got to go on a run now. And, you know, so everybody knows that we're capable of doing that. We've done it in the past. Now we just have to put it into place.
Preds assistant coach Dan Highnote with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So Dan, to that point, I'm always curious from a coaching perspective, obviously, you know, especially in this league, when you're playing almost every other night, it's a very, you know, singular focus. You're moving on from one game to the next. But just from a coaching staff perspective, from a locker room perspective, how much do you guys kind of talk about the big picture and maybe the sense of urgency in terms of where you are in the standings? Like, how much do those conversations come up, or is it more day-to-day worrying about each opponent with you guys?
It's a little of both. You know, I think from a coaching perspective, you always talk about the big picture because you have to. You know, with the looming deadline and, you know, what your upcoming next 10 games look like, you know, because, you know, so when you're making lineup decisions, that's a big part of it. You don't get the luxury of just looking at it from one game at a time. But from a player's perspective, that's really the key is, you know, they're all paying attention. They all know where we sit and how far we're out of playoffs or how far you're in playoffs and how many games you got left. Like, the players are very intelligent and they care about the game. You know, and they're fans of the game. We got a lot of rink rats here. So they know. It's not, you know, we're not surprising anybody if we were to tell them where we sat, big picture. But the key is to remember that every game is just as important as the next, right? Whether it's in Arizona where they stand in the standings, or in Boston, you know, which are kind of two ends of the spectrum, you have to approach the game exactly the same. And so that's, you know, kind of our focus with the players is, you know, Heinze's been talking about one of 32, one of 31, you know, like each one is equally important, you know, on our end run. But I think deep down, we all know we need to go on a little bit of a run to climb in the standings.
Dan, obviously, unfortunate, you know, the hit that Philip Forsberg took in Philadelphia. And I know David Poile told us he won't be available tonight, but hopefully soon. In the meantime, Philip Tomasino, up from Milwaukee, got a chance, had some opportunities the other night. How do you feel like, you know, his game has changed or evolved this season in Milwaukee? And do you feel like he could, even when Forsberg comes back, potentially help this club moving forward?
Yeah, I love Tommy's game. I think when he was down in Milwaukee, he established a little bit more of his attack game, you know, attack mode. You know, sometimes when you're a really skilled player with a high-end computer, you tend to watch the game and try and find loose pockets where you can fit into it. But, you know, that's not always your role on a line. Sometimes you need to be the hunter. Sometimes you need to be F1. Sometimes you need to be F3 and back check and track. You know, so as much offense as you want to play with, it doesn't always fit the narrative of that shift. And I think that's really what he's learned in Milwaukee is, you know, he has these offensive abilities, but he's disciplined now in his hunting role, in his defensive role, and in his tracking role. You know, that I think he was really good with the puck when he was here, and it was his game without the puck that kind of had a setback earlier this year. So I think that going down to Milwaukee, and a credit to those coaches, has developed really well. And it showed the other night against Arizona where, you know, he had three or four good hits. He had a couple steals defensively that turned into offense. He looked good on the power play. He looked assertive. I love the way he was skating. So, you know, I look forward to watching his game evolve more here as well, because, you know, the game is different. But as long as you have the foundation of work away from the puck, then you're going to be successful. And he seemed to have found that.
Dan, last thing for you here, as you prepare for the game tonight, coming off the game on Monday, what's your message? What's the coaching staff's message to the players tonight as they prepare to take on Boston?
Well, these games are easy to coach in the sense of, you know, everyone in the world knows how good Boston is. Everyone in the world knows, you know, Marchand's going to try and get under your skin. Everyone knows that Bergeron's going to play probably the perfect game. you know, and McAvoy's going to hit you. Like everyone in the league watches Boston because they're kind of the blueprint of success. So, from a coaching perspective, you're just getting them ready, you know, strategically with little nuances of your systems that might work against theirs and that kind of thing. But as far as motivating them and preparing them to what to expect, like, this is one of the easiest games in that regard to coach, because they know what's coming, which is great. Cause I think we're the type of team that reacts really well to that kind of challenge. Like, I love these games with our team because it's a great measuring stick, and this could be the perfect platform for us to propel into, you know, a streak, right? You come out and play well against Boston, and you gain the confidence of that's the best this league has to offer, and we went toe-to-toe with them. We can play against anybody, right? But that's how we need to come out of this game. You know, you sometimes these games, you can play the best game in the world and not win. We understand that. But you need to know that you can hang toe-to-toe with a team like Boston to give yourself the kind of confidence that we need to put a streak together. So to me, this is a perfect opportunity for our team to kind of get going in that direction.
Well, Dan, we really appreciate your time as always. Thanks for being with us this morning. Good luck tonight against Boston, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Preds assistant coach Dan Hinote, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Joe, to that point, I mean, we talked about this earlier this week. The Arizona loss, I mean, at this point, it is what it is. It's a bad loss. It's one that you can't have when you're where the Predators are in the standings, but you know what's coming tonight. And, you know, this is a game, to his point. I agree with everything he said there. I also would say, like, if you're a player and you don't approach it that way tonight, you got a good chance of getting embarrassed. So they know that heading into this game.
Yeah. Well, I think he's right that if they, you know, this is a game that you could slingshot off especially if you win, but I guess even if you, you know, like lose in overtime or something like that, but, you know, compete with them. This is the best the league has to offer. Like he said, you would think that this would be greeted by the Preds as an opportunity, especially coming off that last loss to see the best team in the league. You gotta embrace that.
Well, the bottom line is, regardless of who it is right now, I mean, you gotta have it. You gotta start having these games if you're the Predators.
That too.
So the opponent, I mean, at this point, really doesn't matter. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Looking forward to that coming up next. Make sure you tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit tjandersonhomes.com to see why they're referred to so often. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.